Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, Day 10. Maya, the deluding potency, has actually two faces. As Mahamaya, she binds those who are averse to Krishna and entangles them totally in worldly life. But to someone who begins to turn to Krishna, being inclined to his service, that Maya shows her divine face, Yoga Maya, which frees us from the entanglement and limitation and fear. You can feel that when you engage in bhakti, that an energy comes that frees you, that makes you happy. This yoga maya, this inner energy, takes on the form in Vrindavan as Purnamasi. She's dressed in red or saffron garments, has white hair and many jeweled ornaments. And everyone, including the animals, considers her their guide, their Shiksha Guru. Whatever she says is law. And she has the energy to make the impossible possible. There's one pastime which I like to tell about once Krishna was with Srimati Radharani in her room. All of a sudden, Jatila, who had some feeling that Krishna might be there, stormed into the room. But Krishna could make a swift escape. However, his fragrance was still lingering on in the air. It's beautiful, beautiful smell. And he didn't manage to take his flute along with him. Everything went so fast. Jatila jumped to the bed, grabbed the flute, and ran to the marketplace, where she yelled, "Look, I have Krishna's flute as a proof that he associates secretly with Radha. He who is the son of our king is immoral." All the Brijbasis who had assembled looked at the proof, the flute. But before they could draw conclusions, the majestic form of the yogini Purnamasi entered the marketplace and said, "Mistake, mistake, mistake. Jatila draws ignorant conclusions. Yesterday, there was a flute shower over Vrindavan, and in everyone's sleeping room, flutes can be found. Just look, everyone, look." And on Purnamasi's authority, the meeting was dispersed, and everyone found flutes. This is Yoga Maya, the tremendous energy which had kept Radha and Krishna's eternal pastimes protected. There's a prayer to Purnamasi, a prayer which expresses really what we as conditioned souls can feel. Remember, she's one of the four, or one of the five gatekeepers, and it should be our aspiration to follow her. Prayer goes like this. "O Mother, please show your causeless mercy to the servant and grant me shelter in Vrindavan. For you, O Purnamasi, are Yoga Maya herself." Yes, this divine energy can liberate us if we turn to Krishna, it can bind us if we turn away. See maybe how you can find opportunities today to make a conscious choice to turn towards the light. Then you won't see the shadow of Maya any longer. See you all tomorrow.